Hey guys, hey listeners, hey gals, thanks for tuning in to The Millennial Dad, where I, Adrian Trotter, go into the funs and fears of raising children in 2018. I'm located in Daytona Beach, and I'm currently a CEO and owner of an agency, digital marketing agency called Trotter Media. I would tell you that this episode is non-explicit, so there will be no need for any, if you want to listen with your kids around, basically, that's okay. All right, let's dive right in. Hey everyone, thanks for listening and tuning in to me this evening. I've been slacking a bit, not really slacking, just busy with other things, but I am determined to keep the podcast going every day, so that way those listening, Avner, Liliana, Danielle, any of the listeners that find me on the internet and want to take action and listen to this podcast about my life, about raising children as a millennial dad, then go ahead and do so. I have a confession to make in some regards, is that I am not as prepared as I thought I would be. Not saying, like, Avner really isn't a handful. You would think, like, years and years of staying up late playing video games prepares you for the amount of tiredness watching your son could be, especially a newborn, then you're sadly mistaken, right? A newborn is different. It's a person. So little Avner, he's in this spot where if you try to lay him in the bassinet, he instantly knows he's woken up. He, like, instantly wakes up. And he starts crying. So when he does that, Danielle or I will pick him up, comfort him, rock him back and forth, poo at him, and he usually instantly stops crying. He's one of those babies that only really cries when he needs something. Like, hasn't really cried so much for a diaper change, because we're usually, like, right on top of it, almost two on top of it a couple times so far. I think I've been peed on at least three times so far. He's not even a week old. And then my wife, she got peed on once, I think, and pooped on once. I don't mean pooped on, like, Avner pooped on her. But she's changing his diaper, and those little yellow, baby breast milk poops come out of his little butt. And we kind of laugh at it just because he makes, like, these super grunts and groans while he poops, and it's really adorable. Like, even though it's nasty and disgusting, don't get me wrong, like, the smell, oh my god, it's so bad. But yeah, he's so adorable and precious. I just love him. He's a spitting image of me as a baby so far. But I think most babies, you know, when they're babies, look like the parents as babies. There's not too many features have set in, but there's no question that Avner is mine. Just his little round head, little nose and facial expressions, and oh my gosh. Excuse me while I swoon over my child. So anyways, he even has a swing downstairs here in our little apartment. And as life gets bigger, I would say, for myself and for my family, I'm looking at my humble beginnings in an apartment that my father-in-law owns that we rent from him. Kind of a weird situation there. I'll get into that a little later. But, it's the way about it, if you're wanting to have kids or you're thinking about having kids, I'm not here to say yes or no. Only you will know when you're ready or not. But there's no level of preparedness you would be in, no matter what, you'll make it work. Like right now, there isn't a whole lot of space down here in the living room area, but there is still space. Like, my wife is so good at organizing. Like, there's people, a lot of people have actually come over and visited. Like, nobody really complained. And plus, we're so busy that we don't really have time to relax and eat like a popsicle or something on the couch and cause a mess or anything. This week, also, I digress a bit, but it's pertinent and important to this conversation I'm having with you. It's about to be Lily's 7th birthday, the 23rd. Now, as a millennial dad, at least for me, what I do is I kind of look around the world at reflex of fathers. I came from a family where my father is super strong-willed and about his family. I have three brothers and three sisters, so this man has had 7 kids from the same woman. Been married, how old am I? 28. They've been married 29 years, almost 30 years of marriage. And he's never, I have never heard him complain about being married. Like, most everyone I talk to, like, they make a joke about the old ball and chain, and it's just weird to me when they do that. Like, they complain about it. And not, no, marriage isn't perfect, don't get me wrong. Like, there is no such thing as a, like, perfect, picture perfect marriage. Like, at least every marriage is different, and for mine, it's work. It's not like I don't do anything, Danielle doesn't do anything, and we're just together, and that's just how it is. We just got married. But no, it's a work. Like, there are arguments, there are fun times, there's laughs, there's giggles, there's little intimate moments. And I am so attracted and so in love with my wife, like, even more so that she has Avner. Like, I could, like, it's just an amazing experience. This is a soul, a life that we share together. Anyways, I'm not trying to get too far off of the, I would say, the narrative of this conversation I'm having with you. But all I do is I look out there in the world and I find myself kind of lacking in adult, positive male role models as fathers. So, a couple episodes ago, I talked about Liliana's dad. And I look at just the way he is as a man and as a father, that there are some good things, but there's a lot of things I wouldn't do if I was him, if that makes sense. Like, obviously I'm not him, so thus I'm not going to do the things he does, but there's a level of maturity I feel that he lacks in just from publicly seeing him. I don't know how he is around the house or with Liliana. I'm sure he's, has his moments of being stern and raising a kid the way he sees. But I'm grateful for him in this regard, is that Liliana exists. Like, I had nothing to do with that. I was totally out of the picture. I wasn't even, that's not, she's not my biological child, but oh my gosh, she gives me wonders that I have never dreamed that I would ever find in a person. Like, she is so, like, a so every parent, I would say, thinks their kid is special, but my golly, she is just sharp as a tack. There's one time I go to Bible school, and she asked me a question like a night before or a couple nights about who it is that created the world and everything. And there was a passage that I brought up, and in my Bible school, just as a side note, and no, I'm not preaching, but in my Bible school, like, everybody gets a chance to speak like what they've learned about the Bible and about the creation and things about our Heavenly Father, right? So She gets called on. Remember, she's only six. She gets called on, and she actually goes into the scripture that we had shared, which was John 1:1, that states that everything was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And she was like everything, even hair and beards, and she went down this cute little litany of things. And I would never, like, without meeting her or knowing her or putting my all into this relationship, she wouldn't be on that stage saying those cute things, and I would miss out on moments that we've had. Like, there's special moments that I recall with Liliana, like her first time she's learning how to swim, and then like battling with her, like when she was able to swim, fighting with her in the pool, like daddy daughter, like fighting. Then my wife also captures us while we run around the living room with swords. Like there's these like foam swords that my wife bought, and those lightsabers, and we'll like fight. And she doesn't. The thing is, she doesn't have like brothers or sisters. And well, now she does with Avner. But when I was growing up, I had Paul, and then Katie, and we'd always like have adventures. We'd always sneak around. I was Batman, he was Robin, and like we'd always like play like we're the Rugrats, and like it was just an adventurous time as a child. And I don't want Liliana to lose out on those adventurous moments. Now, remember, I'm still talking about the male role models, okay? The male father role models. And I only thing that I go off of is kind of my own experiences growing up. I always reference them because I came from a big family and came from like just a bunch of fun all the time and everyone making fun of everybody, and the biggest bullies were like your own family members. They would like make fun of you and dog you out, but you knew it was all in love, and then whenever you had your chance, you would then roast them. And so like it's one of those things that if you're not roasted by a trotter, then you're just not loved. But why I say that is because my dad kind of established that. Like I said in previous episodes, he's in when I was playing Sega and you're playing Streets of Rage, it's a side scroller punching game, two players, really fun. Anyways, the bad guys, he would call them crooks. Like they're a crook, they're a crook. Like I never knew that term other than my dad saying that, and I have only it's such an old term that I don't really like Nixon, in the Watergate scandal, I am not a crook, which is someone that does like things on the shade. Like I'll put it up to normal modern millennial language. They're not on the up and up. I don't think would think that's what people say, but anyways, he one time called me a crook, even though I knew crooks was bad. I'm like, my little Adrian thing voice was like, I'm not a crook, and and he would fight with me, like wrestle and tickle fights and like slamming me into like a mountain full of like stuffed animals and stuff like that. But I'm really not seeing Lily grow up with that fun. So I go back in my head when I was six, not that I remember too much, but there was some fun things. Right now, she's on an LOL doll kick, and I'm not rich or anything, I make buy, make do. I'm running a business. It's still like, I'm 2 years in business, or technically, almost, 2 years. And it is one of those things where, as I get extra money, I'm stashing it away. But it's just so hard to tell her no when we're going into Walmart and she sees an LOL doll, which are these surprise dolls that you buy. I'm sure every kid or every parent knows about it now, because if you have a kid for ages from like 3 to 17, I guess you would know about these things. But it's just tough to say no, and I want to like get her some fun things. So our birthday is coming up the 23rd, and I think to myself, it's going to be a great birthday for Lily. I'm going to be a great dad for her and continue to just be fun. And as we hit the middle of this episode, I'm going to go a little bit into the father figures and some of the pride and the disappointment I have in them, and then also the past of Lily's birthdays that I've been involved in. All right, thanks so much, and we will catch you in a little bit. So Lily has had two birthdays since I've met her. My wife and I will be married 2 years, May the 16th. May 16 is our anniversary. But Liliana, when I first was talking with my wife, then girlfriend, 2 years ago, in 2016, Liliana was just about to turn 5. Now, this was my first experience with her, and not her period, but her birthday, right? Danielle does these things, and you'll see one time I will probably add to my website the photo album of Liliana that my wife had put together for her. But she's always tried to do something like big and include family for Lily on her birthday. She's a very good birthday celebrator. Now, due to my current beliefs, just as you heard me in the last segment talk about Bible school, I don't celebrate Christmas, I don't celebrate Easter, and I don't celebrate Halloween. But holidays like the birthdays, I do like to go all out. Birthday is a special day. When you are coming into this world, and Avner's birthday happened to be shared with my dad. Liliana's birthday is shared with my brother. So, but Liliana, being that she was turning 5, her birthday was at Chuck E. Cheese. And my wife didn't really ask me so much, at the girlfriend at that time, didn't ask me so much to help her do this, do that. I just kind of stepped up and was just like, you know what? I can carry presents to the car. I can, like just simple things I could do. She was just so surprised, and this was the first time I ever met Mama Marianne and Bobby, Grandpa Bobby Hilton. And I didn't, that's Marianne's husband, and I didn't know them, like that. But her, Marianne's sister, my aunt-in-law, I guess, Aunt Fran, she was up visiting too and came by for Lily's birthday. And my wife said that this was the easiest, most stress-free birthday that she's been in. And I didn't, like, I just thought it was, I was being normal, but apparently that was the case. She hadn't had a really successful time with birthdays, and I thought to myself, this is year 5. All these other birthdays, what happened? Like what was the deal? But my wife is really organized, as you know from listening to this podcast. She likes to set things up, the presents set up. She wants to have the table where the food's going to be. She wants everything really paid for. Like Chuck E. Cheese, everyone knows there's pizza there and stuff like that. So there was that. Then I believe that year at my Bible school as well, there was something called a birthday dinner. I don't really remember it that well the first year of us being together, but I definitely remember it year 2. And in year 2, Liliana's birthday is ice skating rink. We have a even, yes, I know what you're thinking. We live here in Florida. There's an ice rink in Florida. Yes, it's the South Daytona ice rink, not too far from our house. And Liliana just, she had a phase where she would watch these American girls. And in it, one was like a ice skating person. And no, it was Ice Princess. If I get, I want to get the story right. Ice Princess, a movie she would get from the local library and watch, and was about ice skating, and she really wanted to ice skate. And I have on video some of the first times she's ice skating, and man, at first she was really scared. And what I love about Lily is she's like the unknown. She's like the perfect typical person in this regard. The unknown is so scary for her. Like she's just overthinks things. You could see it in her face as she like first learned to swim. But she was so determined. She wanted to swim so bad because all her friends weren't wearing like floaties. So she like really like first started swimming from one side of the shallow end to the other. Then as it got deeper and deeper, then her cousin Xavion's also in swimming too. So he was kind of helping her as well. And then when she finally learned how to swim, she's on the deep end getting thrown in, and you would think that she was born in the water, just swimming for crazy. Same thing with ice skating, is she at first was so scared, wobbly. Now she's like going fast, ice skating, rollerblading is another one that she likes. Or roller skating, I should say. But at first, she's psyching herself out so deeply, right? So during the ice skating rink one, there was a promise to be paid by another party that didn't end up fulfilling their part of the deal. So Danielle was really stretched a little thin financially at that point, and we had to do other things to really pay for her ice skating moments. But I didn't want, sorry, I'm holding my son and he's making some noises. I don't, he's just a good sleepy baby. So yeah, I do, like, you don't want your kid to go know you might be having some financial things, or you have stresses they don't even know or think about, right? Which goes back to kind of like the LOL dolls. Like, they don't know like what the idea of money and that you have to buy it. They just know like you're the dad, you or the stepdad, and you could buy this. And as of recently, she's actually been calling me dad, Addie, daddy, dad, dad, which is really heartwarming for me. Like, it's very precious. Like, I don't tell her to call me. Don't get that twisted. I do not at any time force Liliana to call me dad. I don't believe in that. I rather it be earned. Like, that something, that respect for a child that's not, especially not yours, to see me here consistently doing my fatherly duties with my family, that's a dad, that's a father. But I don't make her call me that. She just randomly will call me that, or even draw things. Like today when we got her, she was drawing, she drew us and said, "Mommy, Avner, Liliana, and Daddy." And I was like smiling, beaming, proud. She's a great artist. What I love too about a little side note again, what I love about what I do, being in as a digital marketing agency, is that there are roles that need to be filled that aren't necessarily big in this area, like digital arts. Like, if she really likes to draw and she really is into art and she really likes to color, like, just I could translate that to digital, Like, she actually left me while we were waiting for Avner to be born on my tablet. She drew, like, and I used the Microsoft Surface Pro, and I think it might be the 2 or whatever. But she's drew on it, like, this awesome, elaborate picture with all the things at her disposal for the on the tablet, right? So Getting back, Liliana's birthday, when we went to my Bible school, end of the month, her birthday dinner, she got presents. Now, the only thing that we corrected her on for this time, and as a millennial dad or as a dad, period, what your whole goal is to get your kid to, like, first you love them, of course, with all your heart and soul, but then you also want to correct, like, behavior that's not becoming that. If it's not corrected and they grow up as an adult like that, you think to yourself, oh my goodness. One of the things that we've been working on her is her saying her R's. She says them with like a wa, like her lip, bottom lip does like a eraser, you know, instead of eraser, eraser. Kawa instead of car. But she's getting a lot better at it. But my wife is like pretty hard on her with her R's, like corrects her right then and there, doesn't let her go any further. But that's because she doesn't want her to be as an adult, like taking someone's order or doing something, you know, at 16 years old, 17 years old, still going awa, you know. So this time at the birthday dinner, she got a lot. She got a lot more than everybody else for March, you know, and she was like, seemed like she wasn't satisfied. She was like, is that it? Like, is there more? You know, kind of like almost like not really grateful. So we coached her and brought her outside and really got her, talked to her about being grateful. Now that's like her main thing. Like, she's really a sponge. Whenever you tell her something that you don't like, she takes it on, she absorbs it, and she moves on. She's really a great kid. Like, I am so honored to be called her dad sometimes, you know, by her. So I said on this segment, now that it's getting close to the end here, I talked about don't want to talk about dads and role models, and I'm a bit disappointed in some fathers' actions. And I won't really like say any names or anything because I know this podcast might be listened to by multiple people, you know, I'm saving. But these are my thoughts. These are my candid, unfiltered thoughts about things. I respect Danielle's father. I really do. Grandpa Gary. I love him. I don't always see eye to eye with him, but I am like, I really respect his wishes and a lot of the things he says. I listen to him. I talk to him. We have great conversations. And I'm like, look at him as a good provider and a good dad, you know? But at the same time, like, I'm a bit disappointed. He has had a lot of opportunity to come visit his grandson here, like a lot of other family members have, like, heck, grandma's seen them so a lot of times. You know, she was there at in Jacksonville. You know, she didn't have to be there, but it just feels like she's a lot more involved family-wise. And if it's not on his terms, then he doesn't want to do it. You know, like that's kind of where I'm getting at. And he came back, he was on a cruise while we were in the hospital, so you know, obviously you can't be two places at once, but I think to myself, how many cruises do you go on? This is once in a lifetime. After Seymour Trotter is only born one time. He's only newborn one time. You know, like he's only there's these moments that if I were him, I wouldn't want to miss or have that regret sitting with me, you know? Like, yeah, it's cool that you came to a baby shower. Like we basically tailored the baby shower around you to come. You know, we asked how you could get there, but there has to be, it's a two-way street, you know, like we can't always go to where you're at every single time and do what you want to do every single time. Like, we are the next generation. Like, we have a family, we are getting a house, we are like running businesses now, we are paying taxes like you. You know, like I have this saying with Danielle. Nothing against like old people. If you're older, baby boomer, and all that other stuff listening to this, please don't take offense. But there's this thing that I say that I'll leave you, the listener, with, is that all these people that are older that think they could do what young people do and all this other stuff and blah, blah, blah. I tell them, just be old. Just be old. Be retired or just relax. You don't need to, we got this, Give us wisdom, give us guidance, but give us, help us understand, but don't have childlike antics of bad things about a kid, You still want to be innocent, you still want to have wonder, you still want to have all the good things about a kid. But the whining, the complaining, the self-centeredness, all that stuff should be gone. But I am at the close of this episode, and I'm listener. I do appreciate you sharing this moment with me and the feelings I've had in going down this journey with me as we continue and as I continue to raise Liliana and Abner and this generation as a millennial. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in to the Millennial Dad. I appreciate you bearing with me as I continue to release these episodes once a day so you can learn and hear my journey and hear through my eyes and voice the many avenues and journeys and feelings and adventures that I have when raising little baby Abner and Liliana with my beautiful wife Danielle. Now, if you want to follow me on social media, continue to do so. You can follow me at Adrianos on Instagram, at Drian underscore Trotter on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook, Adrian Trotter. But as for now, let me say this. I'm not really as active right now on social media. I occasionally post my stories on Facebook, the occasional picture or two of in stories on Instagram. But yeah, I'm not really as active. I do apologize. But thanks so much for tuning in. I will hopefully, fingers crossed, catch you tomorrow.